This is the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Harvest of South Dakota small grains such as wheat, oats, and rye is underway, and the strategies used for distributing residue out the back of the combine are important in the no-till planting of the next crop. SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly.
We need that residue distributed very evenly behind the combine, or even thinking about leaving those stems taller, those stalks taller, more residue up in the air, and then spread well. That gives us a really good even distribution so that when we plant a crop, we get even emergence.
Tactics used for uniform residue distribution differ according to the combine, terrain, and even wind, but Bly encourages growers to strive for even spreading. Harvesting small grains creates an opportunity to follow right along with a cover crop, keeping a living root in the soil, enhancing microbial activity, and producing forage for fall grazing. Aside from the benefit of grazing, the return from a cover crop can be difficult to measure, but Bly believes the positive impacts from plant diversity with cover crops can be far-reaching.
Just talking today with a producer, he had a line across his cornfield, and he said that it was because of a cover crop he had there 3 years prior. And so that's very impressive that what we do and our practices have effects years afterwards. And that's why we do these practices, is continually build the soil and make it better for crops that come years after.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on soil health.